Right now, this is a bit of fun. We know tats are well loved in this town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I almost feel more left out not having a tattoo. Yeah.
I would guess you're in the minority.
Yep. Yeah. I'd say so.
Being a clean skin.
Nerd.
Loser. You cannot count your three dots, Nick. You don't have a tattoo.
Mate.
Your medical three dots.
You're not. No, you want me to be clean skin,
no,
Nick.
No, you are clean.
Yeah. Our producer Alex, I believe, is a clean skin. No tat.
No ink.
No ink. But Jess, you have a couple of tats.
I've got two, baby.
Well. A list has come out from a bunch of different tattoo artists who have described what people regret most because they come in to get it covered up.
I love these stories. I mean, I have heard that the laser tattoo removal industry is on the boom. Yep. The past couple of years, they have just been raking it in because a lot of people have regrets. But it seems quite painful. So
apparently
maybe
it is
easier to just get a big black slab over your ex's name or whatever it is.
Yeah, we can just change it to something else.
Yeah.
I'll get into the top five, but honorable mentions before we do that. Apparently lots of people regret getting like moons and stars and stuff like that.
Oh, you never regret a moon, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, you could get that one in your hippy-dippy phase, perhaps, and then a couple of years later, you're like, why did I get that?
The moon has done nothing for me.
No.
The yin and yang on the...
Yin and yang, that was
back.
In there, yes. Yep. Little arrows, just like small little arrows and stuff, and dots and things like that.
I love the arrow. Pardon me if this is in the top five, but the infinity symbol where half of it is a feather.
Oh, no, that was not in there.
I love
like that
those
one.
Yes!
The Harry Potter Deathly Hallows symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently
lots of people have that on their wrist.
Yeah, lots of people got that wrist.
Yes.
Like Morgan's sister, for example, got it on her foot. And apparently it's a triangle one. Apparently,
is she the one that had the Harry Potter themed birthday party?
Yes. I don't think she'll ever regret it. Apparently lots of people are regretting it. Apparently it's one they've seen get covered up.
Mm-hmm.
But we get into the top five. Star signs and star signs of an ex-partner on your body.
Who's getting a star sign
so
of
like
their
the scales
partner?
And the balls
maybe you have both, next to each other.
Oh, okay, understood, yeah.
To show that you're compatible. Number four, I love this one, because like I didn't think about it, but when you picture it, like this was a big trend. Blue and red swallows on the collarbone.
Oh my God, my ex-boyfriend wanted to get that.
Oh
my God, we wanted to get the colour and all that done.
Yeah.
Apparently
everyone regrets that.
Side. What is that with the collarbone there?
Yeah, I don't know why on the collarbone. It would be very painful on the collarbone.
Right on that bone there. Oh. And then to do the shading in colour.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Or the other one, roses in big red colour. You know, like the big rose bud.
I don't mind a big rose on the bicep. Exactly. Yeah. And it usually has like RIP mum or RIP, you know, Uncle Fred,
something like that. Yeah. It wasn't in there, but I'm surely Southern Cross tats are in there somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. But no one regrets that.
No one's, who's regretting that?
I wouldn't. Like, I've got that one on my lower back. I'm not regretting. You know what I mean?
No.
It goes all the way to your upper back as well. It's really just your back.
But the top two. Nick Gill, I think we can have a bit of fun with this.
Okay, can I guess what might be in the top two?
Of course.
Writing in another language.
Do you want to guess the other one? Because I think our co-host has that too.
A back tat.
What did she get very fast into the relationship of her and Angus?
A relationship initial.
The top two most regretted tattoos are your partner's initials and coming at number one, a foreign language that you may or may not understand.
To be fair.
She has both.
I will never regret the initials. Never. Never.
Unless
AH on my hip, 4 months into the relationship. Yeah. It was a Valentine's Day surprise for Angus.
Yeah,
he didn't react very
days
well.
Into the relationship.
He didn't love it.
It was 4 months.
She
it
said,
was plenty
you get
of
it,
time.
He said, no.
Months.
It was plenty. Look, it has been now 2.5 years and he's yet to reciprocate, so I'm not sure what that says.
I think 4 months in, I still thought my wife's name was Georgia. You've got your initial, his initial tattoo on your body.
She knew he was the one. Pardon me for knowing he was the one very quickly. I mean, sue me. The one down the back.
It's just the big one. You've got huge foreign letters down your back.
From like the base of the neck down to what, just the bra strap. We don't know
if it's number 12
with
black bean sauce.
It's meant to be something. And unfortunately, I was maybe a bit too rash and just Google imaged it. So we don't know.
What is it meant to be again?
It's meant to be. Okay. You know when you meditate and you go, om, like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just silent, but sure.
Sure. I went to India and they taught me om.
Yeah.
The extended version of om is om mani padme om. And it's the meditation mantra to reach enlightenment and to fill your life with compassion. And I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
And so I Googled imaged it. Yeah. Om mani padme om. And I went to a shop and I passed out twice getting it. And so I got it.
On the vertebrae,
I wear it with pride.
Down the
but
back.
If a monk ever walks behind me, yep. I very quick to turn around and like walk backwards so he only sees my front because I'm like, I don't need a tap on the shoulder going, excuse me, miss, do you know what you've got on your back? No, I don't, sir. I don't.
I do not.
But I
is.
Like it and I'm happy in my bliss, my ignorant bliss. So shut up about it.
But if we go to like a nice event and you always tell Jess wears her hair down to cover.
No, I just like to wear my hair down.
Oh, yeah.
Someone asked me to define irony. It would be somebody who has a tattoo about enlightenment that doesn't want to be enlightened about what the tattoo means.
Shut up. It's my skin. I don't understand people who regret tattoos. In that moment, you were happy about it. Well, be happy about it forever.
What would you if you were walking and someone walked past you and goes, I too like the number 12 with black bean sauce.
Well, lucky I like black bean sauce.